This guided meditation is written by Matthew Flickstein, and it's called Pointing Out Instructions. This is not to get you into an altered state of consciousness. This is to simply point out something that is already occurring in your own present, ordinary, natural state. So let's start by just being aware of the world around us. Imagine the sky and just relax your mind. Let your mind and the sky mingle. Notice the clouds floating by. Notice that this takes no effort on your part. Your present awareness, in which these clouds are floating, is very simple, very easy, effortless, and spontaneous. You simply notice that there is an effortless awareness of the clouds. Look now at the sensations in your own body. You can be aware of whatever bodily sensations are present, perhaps pressure where you're sitting, perhaps warmth around your abdomen, maybe tightness in your neck. Even if these sensations are tight and tense, you can easily be aware of them. These sensations arise in your present awareness, and that awareness is very simple, easy, effortless, and spontaneous. You simply and effortlessly witness them. Look at the thoughts arising in your mind. You might notice various images, symbols, concepts, desires, hopes, and fears, all spontaneously arising in your awareness. They arise, stay a bit, and pass. These thoughts and emotions arise in your present awareness, and that awareness is very simple, effortless, spontaneous. You simply and effortlessly witness them. So notice, you can see the clouds float by because you are not those clouds. You are witnessing those clouds. You can feel bodily sensations because you are not those sensations. You are witnessing those sensations. You can see thoughts float by because you are not those thoughts. You are simply witnessing those thoughts. Spontaneously and naturally, these things all arise on their own in your present effortless awareness. So who are you? You are not objects out there. You are not sensations. You are not thoughts. You are effortlessly aware of all those, so you are not those. You are not even the witness of those objects and experiences. So who or what are you? You can say it this way to yourself. There are sensations, but I am not those sensations. There are thoughts, but I am not those thoughts. There are desires, but I am not those desires. There is witnessing, but I am not the witness. We are simply pushing back into simple awareness. But then people often make a mistake. They think that if they rest in that awareness, they're going to see something or feel something, something very special. But you won't see anything. If you see something, that is just another object, another feeling, another thought, another sensation, another image. And those are all just objects. Those are what you are not. No, as you rest in awareness, realizing I am not the objects, I am not sensations, I am not thoughts. All you will notice is a sense of freedom, a sense of liberation, a sense of release. Release from the terrible constriction of identifying with these puny little finite objects, the little body, the little mind, and the little ego, all of which are objects that can be seen and thus are not the true seer. So you won't see anything in particular. Whatever is arising is fine. Clouds float by in the sky. Sensations float by in the body. Thoughts float by in the mind. And you can effortlessly witness all of them. They all spontaneously arise in your own present, easy, effortless awareness. And this open, clear awareness is not itself anything specific you can see. It is just a vast background sense of freedom or emptiness. And in that emptiness, which you really are, the entire manifest world arises.